Hello, hello. Welcome to the podcast about anything and everything for now. What I should do is I should spin a wheel and let it land on a topic. The weather's going to be nice today. So we're at 15 degrees Celsius, a high of 24 and a low of 9. It is May 10th, 2024. Oh my God, I think I have time today at the end of the day to go to the lake. I was up very, very early this morning. I was up at 5 a.m. I went and got some bingo tickets. And it was actually really funny because I had met a friend there. And it was really funny because I did not expect that. So cool. Well, it was super early in the morning, right? So it's like, who is up at that time? I had a lot of things to do this morning. That's why I was up so early before work started. And, you know, it's still quite early. What I love about waking up so early in the morning is that you can get up, run your errands as business is open. I had to go, very early to the dealership, because I had to drop my car off very early in the morning and they were going to install a trailer hitch. Now, the interesting thing about this, and I don't know why I'm being so stubborn about it, is that one, I want a trailer hitch. Why? Or just a hitch. Why? I do not know, but I could potentially tow a trailer with an ATV on it and go places. Or if somebody gets stuck, I could pull them out. I could just pull things for the fun of it. It doesn't make any sense. However, so I get there early in the morning and they're like, everyone's just waking up, right? We're all groggy. And funny enough, I asked them if I could give them a proposal for my cleaning company. And they're like, yeah, sure. So I gave the manager that proposal and, you know, you never know where that leads to. A long time ago, I worked at this other company. I think it was the port. And it was really funny because, you know, normally you don't like, I guess maybe it was taboo in a sense to speak to the company itself. Because we were contractors and I was like, you know what, maybe I can give the manager a proposal. So I asked this random guy, he's like, hey, do you know like who I could give a cleaning proposal to? He's like, oh, I know just the person who you have to talk to. I was like, okay. So we go up these stairs and it's funny because I know my coworkers watching me on the cameras, right? So we go up stairs and the manager, you know, says, hey, what can I do for you? And I'm like, well, I have a cleaning company and I was wondering if you would give me the contract. And he's like, well, sure, let's see your proposal. And then he's like, you know, he's like, we've had one company as our cleaners. He's like, and that's been forever. And he's like, there's another company that has been asking forever as well. He's like, so the chances of us getting rid of the first cleaners, it's very slim. And then the chances of them even like considering the second cleaners was very slim. And I was like, okay. He's like, so just letting you know, like, he's like, basically we already have our cleaners, our company. And I was like, wow, that's so interesting. But, you know, I was willing to ask the question and, you know, talk to the person and, you know, like make that connection. Kind of like this morning, I was like, well, you know, if I don't ask, then I'll never know. But, you know, I believe that like actually getting work, it doesn't come directly from being like, here's my proposal, give me a job. It actually comes from like what I've noticed, the right moment at the right time. You meet that right person and then they're like, oh, I have this job and the job's super cool. It's super easy. The person's awesome and you get paid. That's what I've noticed happens. Or like these, I've posted some online jobs, and people have gotten back to me and those were kind of the funnest as well, because it was a really easy job. And then like, you know, the clients were really cool. And like, I went into these really cool spaces. Anyways, cleaning has been very interesting. Why am I talking about this today? Oh, because I'm like, why am I talking about my cleaning business? So it's partially because this morning I had to go get that hitch installed. But the cool thing about this is, so the guy comes back to me and he's like, listen, you know, this might cost a whole lot more than you're thinking. And I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, well, you're quoted at like $1,000. I'm like, yeah, and I don't even have the money for that. And he's like, okay. He's like, but they misquoted you for the installation price. He's like, they didn't include any labor. I was like, oh. And everyone was like, yeah, it could take like 4 to 5 hours to install this. They're like, which is really funny. Okay, here's the thing. Here's this kicker. So they're saying it could potentially be 4 to 5 hours or even more to install a hitch, which would be over $1,000 in labor. So it costs like $220, maybe $2,500. So then they're like, well, we could do it today, but why don't you wait till next week when our technician comes in and he knows how to install hitches. They're like, it'll be way faster compared to the people here today who will, you know, take their time and take a whole day to do it. I was like, all right, sure, that sounds good. So I'm scheduled to go in next week. And get this, the funny thing about this is I was thinking about it and I was like, oh, so how many mechanics do they have dawdling around taking all day to install things, charging people per hour to install things, and while their best mechanic or their best technician, you know, is away for a week, who will take like a fraction of the time, like an hour or two maybe, to install something, which, you know they're charging you for that labor. So think about that. So when you go to the dealership, when you go to the mechanic and they're charging you for labor, are you getting the best mechanic who will take less than an hour to install a trailer hitch? Or are you getting the lazy, crappy mechanic who's like, I'm just going to take a day and a half to do this and charge thousands of dollars? I don't know why I decided to make this podcast today, because I actually have to hop off and go on another call. So I guess it's a short one for you guys today. But yeah, I mean, today is going to be a beautiful day. My plan today, I'll be sitting here doing some review, reading. Review is in like research. I've got a lot of things to research. And, you know, what would it take to have a thriving, growing business? What would it take? You know, like I was talking to someone yesterday and he was like, yeah, he's like, a lot of people have like 4 jobs. And I think he was making a joke about it. And I looked at him and I was like, yeah, I'm going to be one of those people, you know, because like, I like to have fun. I've always liked to have fun my whole entire life. If something isn't fun, I go and do something else. But I have one more minute till my call starts. So I'm going to hop off. Have a lovely day, everybody. I know this is a short one, but yeah, no, podcasts do cost money as well. So these might be real short clips for you guys. And maybe next week, the next podcast, I might do a couple more guided meditations for you guys. All right, we'll talk soon. Bye.